relationships in India, Khuzuling in place. Things that life showing you, let your pride grow slow.
Possibly the most bitter pill to swallow has come to fruition. And if that isn't bad enough, we have lightning striking twice in this position. I am flawed, and so is the state of SA hip hop overall. Another dug up grave, more shovels than overalls. How many times we dress in black, what's turning into norm? I have lost heroes, that's how villains are born. And unbeknownst to people, I hold true to form. The cloth that I am cut from isn't weathering the storm. And what's left is expensive fabric that you new niggas don't know shit about. And I'm appalled, or maybe angsty, a bit of both. Given the chance, we might need to explore how even the thickest of skins are subject to a wear and tear. Well aware of what these terrors are, in a web of fears. God, will they even love me given all these many years? God, I give it all while they feed off of my better years. God willing, I can keep my head up while they probe. And social media won't let up like they managing your fault. I imagine that's the goal. More inadequate the soul, the more entertaining. The more you get yourself out that hole, the more the degrading. It's all fun and games, I suppose. Just silly statements about who ain't shit and who's up. He ain't your favorite, so why the fuck he dabbling for? Why the fuck would he practice what he's passionate for? God-given talent, it's called. More like curses that we battle, I'm sure. And if I wasn't slave to these ballads and songs, wonder if I'd engage all these rappers at all. All things considered, it is back to business as usual. Back to business for me sorta looks like murder in boots. Merciless from this point of a morbidly stating truths. Taking care of circle, more important than faking truths, I swear.